ain lehen pidyon. It does not have a pidyon. And the Gemara explains what it means to say is that if even if somebody comes and is poydirit, like wants to take off the Kedusha is chal again upon it. Because since at the beginning the person said it should be Kaddish up until it's burnt, so kol zman it's not burnt, from that first dibur it's always kesedah being chal Kedusha on it. So therefore even if somebody takes off the Kedusha, still the Kedusha comes back again because of its first dibur, up until it's burnt. Once it's burnt, or once it's knocked down, then it's the machlokes in the Gemara, does the Kedusha go off by itself, or even then do you have to have a pidyon also? That will soon see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this, V'lisnei Kedusha is v'enei Kedushas. Like why the Chal does the Mishnah have to say the case in the ratio? It says Talis du Korban, Emein on the Srefis, it says Yeshlam Pidyon. Why does the Mishnah have to say the Loshon of Yeshlam Pidyon for? Let the Mishnah just say the Ike Chiddush is that the Kedusha is Chal on it. If somebody says Renatiyas Elu Korban, it should have said it's Kaddish. And the Sefer should have said, you say Akshati Sarav, means afterwards it's not Kaddish. Like why the Chal does the Mishnah have to say the Chiddush about Yeshlam Pidyon or Reinlam Pidyon? And the Chorus Pshita, once the Kedusha is Chal upon this Talus, or upon these Netiyas, Pshita there's a lock of Pidyon. Like any other Kedusha, Hegdish Kedusha's Domim, you could be poydirit. So Gemara says, no, I did the boy lemisnei Sefer, ein lehem pidyon, since the Sefer wants to say a Chiddush, that there's no pidyon on these things, in other words, kol zaman that has its Kedusha, there's no pidyon, the Kedusha still stays, that's a Chiddush, is tonen nami reisha yesh lehem pidyon. That's why in the reisha it says the Chiddush know that there is a pidyon, that you should know true the Kedusha is chal, but as soon as you make a pidyon, that takes off the Kedusha. But in the Sefer, the Chiddush is that even if you take off the Kedusha, kol zman is not Nixas, or kol zman is not Nisraf, the Kedusha comes back again. Now the Gemara says that's why it's good, why the Mishnah says clearly the halachas of pidyon. Then in the first case it says, yesh lehem pidyon, because there the Kedusha was, if it's not cut down today, you want it to be Kaddish. So that's like a regular Kedusha. On a regular Kedusha, if you're poydirit, the Kedusha goes off. And on the Sefer, since he said it should be Kaddish up until it's cut down, so even if somebody wants to take off the Kedusha comes back again. Like we'll soon explain. Now the Gemara sounds like this. Heichi Noder. What's the case in the Mishnah? What's the Lashon of an Eder that he made? Is Omer Amemer Amemer says, B'yomer where he said, Im Einon Niktsosas Hayom. The first case was, if it's not cut down today, then you want it to be Kaddish. Then these Netiyas, these young growing things, should have a Kedusha's Dhammam on it. And the case was, V'yover Hayom, and the day passed by, V'loi Niktsasu, and it was not cut down. So therefore the Kedusha is Chal. So Gemara asks, In Cain is so, that's a Pashta Lashon of an Abba Hegdish. So Lomali Lameimah Pshita, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah then? That somebody says this type of a Tanai, that if these things are not chopped down, or the talus are not burnt up today, you want it to be Hegdish, so Pshit Yitzchal Kedusha, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Teir, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is like this, Kegoin the Iko Zika Nefisha, that there's a big wind there, a big wind is coming, so I would have thought like really he meant that it was going to fall off, like these Netiyas were going to break down today, like we'll soon see, so maybe he didn't mean to make the nether altogether. For the Gemara of Lokotoni Logabi Talus, but our Mishnah says two cases, it says Netiyas and it says a Talus. For Talus, Lasrei, for Kaima, it's a Kasha, like is a Talus aiming to be burnt? So the Chur we're talking about, there's no strong wind coming, because just like there's no fire coming. So it's a normal case, that if somebody said this Talus does not get burnt today, which usually it should not get burnt, you meant to make it Hegdish, you meant to give it Kedushas Domim. So the same thing should apply by the Netiyas. There's no strong wind here. So the Chur we're talking about Stam, a person made it in Issa Hegdish, that a Kedushas Domim should be Chal upon these Netiyas, if it's not chopped down today. So again, the Kashra is Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Sumer says, no. I tell you, Kegoin Di'ika Deleiko, and Ochinami Di'ika Zika Nefisha. We're talking about our Mishnah in the case where there was a big fire, and the fire was coming. Or there was a tremendously big hurricane of wind, and the wind was coming. And so in both cases, for Salka Daita, I would have thought like this, Temasek Adaita Dlemis Natslin, or Meshumachi Konodar, but this person really thought that these netiyas were going to be broken down today. He thought the hurricane is going to knock it down, and the fire was coming. He thought for sure this talus was going to be burnt. So maybe he never meant to make it really hegdish. Like he said like this, if it doesn't get burnt, or it doesn't get knocked down, then I want it to be hegdish. So I would have thought he never really meant to make it hegdish. He thought really for sure it's going to be knocked down today. For sure it's going to burn today. And he didn't have a das bechlal to make it hegdish. Kamash mullah, no, the chiddush is no, that a person means what he says. Even though the strong wind is coming, and the fire is coming, still, what he says is that if something's going to happen here like a nes, that these things are going to be saved, he really means to be benadavit to give it to hegdish. So l'maisa, even if it's saved and the wind or the fire does not burn it down, l'maisa tzchal kedusha sadomim on this chayfetz, that has kedusha to it. And if you poider it, then the kedusha goes off. But before you poider it, the kedusha is chal. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah explains what's the sefer. If somebody says harei netiyas elu korban, somebody says these things that are growing now should have a kedushas dom, should be a korban until it's cut down. So he's saying clearly the kedusha is here, calls them on it's growing. So Marius the kashru loilam, is the kedusha always here forever? Is there any way that the kedusha should go off? So Gemara says yes. Omar bar poda. Bar poda says like this. Podon choizrois ukedushas. True. Kol zaman they're growing. Or kol zaman the talus was not burned down. If somebody comes to be poidir to take off the kedusha goes off for a second. But choizrois ukedushas, the next second the kedusha comes back again. Because of the first diba, that first neder, the first kedusha you put on it, like you said, you made a dibur that it should always remain kaddish. Kol zaman it's not knocked down. So kol zaman it's not knocked down. That first dibur is always here to put a kedusha on it. So choizres or kedushas, it becomes kaddish again. Podon, if again you're poidur a second time, you give money to get it free. Lachris choizres or kedushas, again it becomes kaddish again. Ad sheyiktetzu, up until it gets cut down. Once these netiyas are cut down, then bapod holds niktetzu poidin pamachas v'dayay. Once it gets chopped down, true the kedusha still remains on it, but then it's like a regular kedushas damim. And then the loch is like any kedushas damim. When you poider it, the kedusha goes off it. So if you poider it very good, poidin pamachas, you can poider it one time v'dayay, that's enough. And after you poider it once, then the kedusha goes off. But even after the tree gets knocked down, or even after the talus is burnt up by itself, Papad holds the kedusha doesn't go off. The kedusha still remains on it until you come and do a ma'isa pidyon. That's Papad Shita. The Gemara says though, V'ul Omar, Ul holds not like that. V'ul Omar, Kivon Sheniktetzu, Shuv Ein Poidin. Once these netiyas, these trees are knocked down by itself, automatically the kedusha goes off. Ein Poidin means you don't have to be Poidrit, or you can't be Poidrit because it's like Chulin. In other words, according to it's like a Tanai. You only wanted the Kedusha to be here, Kol Zaman, it's growing. Kol Zaman, the Talos is here. But once the Talos is burnt, or the Netiyas are Niktetzu, it's like a Tanai from Mikora, that right away the Kedusha goes off without opinion. Like the Ran says, Tisvirulei, Ula holds, Shein Kedushoson Nimsheches. The Kedusha only extends, Elaad Oisai Zaman Shekdishon, only as long as you made the Kedusha for, which is up until it's chopped down. Once the Netiyas, this tree is chopped down, the Kedusha goes off by itself. That's Ulishita. The Mashman, that's the way Paskin also, Paskin like Ula, that the Kedusha does go off by itself. That Kivan Sheniktetzu, Shuvain Poidin. Once it gets knocked down, the tree or the talus is burnt up, from then on, there's no din pidyon, because by itself, the kedusha goes off. The kedusha goes off by itself. On this, the Gemara asks the kasha back to Ula. Omalei Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asks back to Ula, is this true? The chura kedusha shebehen leichen holcha. Where did the kedusha of this thing go? Where did the kedusha go to? And the chura asks the kasha, once the kedusha was chal once, how could by itself the kedusha go off? Where did the kedusha go to? Like Rav Ran says, to lay svir led the poka bechdi. Rav Hamnuna does not hold from this svara that the kedusha should go off by itself. And like he asks, o ma ilu o malisha. Somebody says to his wife,
Hayoyma tishti, like he's mekadosh his wife, he gives a kedushin, and he says, today I want to be married to you. Ulamocha, but tomorrow, iatishti, I don't want you to be my wife tomorrow. Like I only want this kedushin to be for one day and not for more. So he asks, minafka b'lo get? Is there any such case that your wife goes out free without a get? Like, of course not. Once you're mekadosh, you put a kedusha on her, the kedusha remains. All right, turn over. Like once you mekadosh your wife, the kedusha remains, and the only way to get the kedusha off is by giving her a get. So we're the same thing here also. Once you are makdish these netiyas or this talis, even after this man goes by, like you said it should, so what? The kedusha by itself does not go off. You need something to knock it off. So by a marriage, by kedushin, a get knocks it off, and by hegdish, pidyon knocks it off. But the kasha, according to Ullah, is how could Ullah say even without pidyon by itself the kedusha goes off? The klalus kedusha doesn't go off by itself. So this the Gemara says back to Rav Hamnuna, no, there's no kasha from kedushin. Omale Rova, miko madmis kedushas domim l'kedushas aguf. Can you bring any proof from a kedushas dom l'kedushas aguf? What does one have to do with the other? Kedushas domim poka bechdi. Kedushas domim goes off by itself. True. That's Ula's halacha. Here we're talking about you were makdish these netiyas or this talis with the kedushas domim. So you only makdish it for his man up until it's burnt or up until it's knocked down. So once it's knocked down or once it's burnt, it could be the kedusha goes off by itself. Kedushas domim maybe is poka bechdi, but your kash is kedushas aguf loy poka bechdi. That could be. I'll be masking to you a kedushas aguf when you marry your wife a kedushin. That's the kedushas aguf. That kedusha is chal upon her. So who had then, maybe if you makdish an animal, that this animal should be carved on the mizbech for carbon, a kedusha saguf, that you can't do for a zman, and then it should go off by itself. Maybe Ulu agrees to that. So what's the bikash upon Ulu from kedushin? A kedusha saguf, it could be even Ulu agrees, doesn't go off bichti. But over here, what did Ulu say goes off bichti? Maybe on kedusha's domim goes off. So if l'chur, there's no kasha according to Ulu. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. Yeah, again, we're holding Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. Again, the last shaila was that when the Mishnah says Harei Netiyas Elu Korban, if somebody says these trees that are growing should be a korban, should have kedusha until they're cut down. So the machloek is that Bapodis says even after it's cut down, it still has kedusha. Until somebody comes and makes a pidyon, is poida takes off the kedusha. Ulu we had said no. Ulu said kivon sheniktzitzu shuvein poidin. As soon as the tree gets cut down, so by itself automatically the kedusha goes off. That's Ulu shita. Now there is since at the beginning when you were makdish these trees, you only said it should be kodesh, calls the man at standing. But as soon as it gets chopped off, like then you don't want the kedusha to be here. So Ulu holds the kedusha goes off by itself.